I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 119 of the Ridge Hunter Outdoors Podcast. This week, we're coming at you from Peoria. We were at the Illinois Deer Classic this weekend. So last week's episode was from the Iowa Deer Classic. This one is from Illinois show. It's going to be a lot similar, but it was a lot of fun. We enjoyed getting to talk to everybody out there. We just kind of went over, you know, what we liked about the show, what we normally do when we do these remotes from the expos and stuff. So, again, if you're new, I think I mentioned this in the episode, but we appreciate you guys tuning in for the first time. This is not a normal Monday episode. Usually we'll have guests on and talk about different things. So you guys can go back and check out older episodes, and you'll figure that out pretty quick. So thanks to everybody that tuned in this week. Hopefully it's an enjoyable show for you. If you were up at the Illinois Deer Classic and stopped by to say hi, thanks for doing so, and we'll see you guys at the next one. So let's get into episode number 119. This is the Ridge Hunter Outdoors Podcast. All right, we're at the Illinois Deer Classic. This is our first year at this show. We did the Iowa one last week. We came to you guys from there, so we figured we'd record one while we were here too. And just overall, first impression, I've been pleased, very pleased with this show. I don't know what you guys have thought.
I had never been to this one before in the past, but it's pretty good. It's hard to beat the Iowa show, you know. It's yeah. So big.
Right.
And that's where everybody wants to be. Mm-hmm. The same people run this one. Everybody that we've talked to said that this one is even gaining momentum compared to what it was in previous years. And I know they shut this completely down with COVID. They didn't do anything for at least a while. Mm-hmm. And then it had been in Bloomington before that. But anyway, I think it's building back from what everybody is talking about.
Mm-hmm. I think the people that are running this now, like you said, that run in Iowa, are probably good for it. They're probably going to be good for it in the future, too. But we've only talked to, even on the vendor side, we've only talked to one vendor, really, that hasn't been just really pleased with the show.
Yeah.
And I think that has a lot to do with, like he was saying, they see a lot of the same people
at
the shows that they do. So that has a lot to do with it. But everybody else that we've talked to, and even the ones that were at Iowa last weekend, have said, as far as selling stuff or being able to talk to people and have conversations, this has actually been better than Iowa, at least yesterday for sure. And we were talking about that. And as a consumer, especially, I still think Iowa is the best show. No doubt about it. There's more stuff there, a lot bigger deer there, a lot more bigger deer there.
Yeah.
And there's so much more to see. All the big names are there that you want to see, or that people are coming to see, right? But at this show, from a vendor standpoint, it seems like it's almost a different type of crowd.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know if that's because at Iowa there is so much to see that everybody's just moving through and trying to see everything. And maybe they see something they kind of like, but they think, well, I'll come back for it, and then they never come back. Whereas, like, at this show, we've had people say, yeah, we'll be back in a little bit, you know, and then they come back.
Yeah.
And that's even what Uncle Stubbs down there was saying. He said they've talked to people today, and they were like, have a good conversation with them and say, hey, we'll be back around before we leave, and they come back around before they leave.
Yeah.
And that's to no fault of the people that are going to the Iowa show. There's so much to see up there. Like, this one you can do in a couple hours.
Yeah.
See everything, come back around, talk to people again, have conversations with people even, and do it in a few hours. That show, you're in for a haul if you're wanting to see everything.
Yeah.
I think it'd take you a couple hours if you just did a slow walk.
Right.
At Iowa.
Yeah.
And that's without talking to a lot of people. Or whereas, like you say, this show, in a couple hours, you can make the show, stop and talk to a few people, and actually see people you want to see and talk to people you want to talk to.
Yeah.
No matter what, there's still enough stuff here. You can find somebody that's well-versed on whatever you're interested in, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And you have time to talk to them.
Yeah.
It's not like a hustle and bustle, elbow to elbow kind of crowd.
Right. And it was busy yesterday, but like you're saying, it was. It just seems like it's a little bit different crowd here.
Yep.
But it's been good, and getting to see everybody that does the shows, the more of these we do, we kind of get more familiar with some of the other vendors and groups and stuff, so that's cool.
Right.
Getting to see those guys, and had a little back and forth with the cops today.
Yeah.
between last night and today.
I expected them to be much more receptive of the donuts.
You would think.
I mean,
all I was doing is we were going to go out to eat with them. We found out that the Peoria Rivermen were playing right next door. We kind of like hockey, so we thought we'd go watch the hockey game. So I bailed on dinner with them. So I thought, it's only right I buy them something nice. What can you buy nicer for a cop than a box of donuts?
Correct.
100%.
You know?
Right.
I figured they could surely find their own coffee. You know, they could find their way around for that.
Well, at least they know somebody that could find it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, like they know a guy who knows where he's at.
Right, right.
Probably have to ask for directions. But anyway, I thought we'd buy them some donuts, you know, a little peace offering.
Mm-hmm.
What happens? But we come back to our booth this morning, and it's wrapped up in caution tape.
Yep. Police line, do not cross.
Do not cross. Yeah. Yeah.
I was almost scared to come in the booth, really.
We had a it was somewhat of a ransom note.
That's exactly what I would call it.
We were concerned, but it did say, just letting you guys know the scene is safe.
Mm-hmm.
From your heroes.
Yeah.
Thanks to your heroes.
Which I don't understand, because are they really anybody's hero?
The fireman always gets the girl.
That's what I...
Right?
I mean, that's in my experience.
I don't know. Anyway, but they...
I'm staying out of this because we may get a ticket getting out of the park.
This won't go out till tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Then give them heck.
I assume roughly the time that they were wrapping our booth in caution tape, we were over there kind of checking their stuff out, and I did go ahead and turn their blue flashing light on for them early before they got there.
You need people to see their booth.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we didn't want people to walk by and miss them.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Doing them solid.
Early advertising.
Exactly. You got vendors walking around before the show. They want to see. They need the full experience.
Yes.
If you guys are looking for your own piece of ground to manage and hunt, Rodney Hawkins is a guy you need to talk to. He grew up hunting and fishing in Southern Illinois, and he's now putting that love for the outdoors into selling recreational properties as a land specialist with Midwest Farm and Land. Midwest Farm and Land isn't your average real estate company. They do residential properties, but they also do a ton of recreational property sales as well. Rodney himself sold over $7 million worth of properties last year alone. They've got agents like him all over Illinois, so they're really a local company with a national reach. For more info on them, what might be available, or even getting your property listed if you're looking to get rid of one and maybe get into something else, you can contact Rodney directly at 618-925-3153, and he'll get you taken care of. He's also got his own company called RG Outdoors that currently has products from Radix Hunting, Tacticam Trail Cameras, Camo Dust, and he's adding new stuff all the time. So if you're interested in any of that, go over to their Facebook page, RG Outdoors. Email them at rgoutdoors@yahoo.com. Or again, just call Rodney directly at 618-925-3153.
I'm just wondering how come none of our neighbors told us, hey.
I know. You know,
if they bribed them, or if they were afraid of them, or if they flashed a badge at them. I'm not sure.
Definitely threatened them.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Definitely.
Because nobody said anything. It's like nobody saw nothing.
Cody probably flashed his billy club at them.
That might be. That might be right.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Is that what it was, a billy club?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a lot of fun with those guys. They're cool guys. So we got to go out and eat breakfast with them last weekend. And we're seeing them more and more at these shows. They're going to be at the Deer and Beer, too. So it's a lot of fun. It's been fun getting to know those guys. And just making friends at these shows is fun, too. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, those guys are cool.
You do see a lot of the same people at these shows.
Yep, and you told me that even. From back when you were running around.
Yep.
In your famous days.
Something like that.
Yeah. You guys used to do quite a few shows and you'd see a lot of the same people.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because everybody's trying to do the same thing.
Yep.
To some extent.
Yep.
And this is the time of year that all these shows are going on, so.
Yes.
There's one next weekend in Ohio that the guys from Uncle Stubbs are going to, and I'm going to find out from them how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see. Someone else was telling me Ohio was a really good show that was in here yesterday.
I cannot remember. Yeah, they really not. They really
one of the outfitters, Safari guys.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
He said Indy was really good, and he said Ohio was really good. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe we'll end up there in a year or two.
Years ago, I had went to Ohio. Mm-hmm. We went over there, and it was, as I remember, it was a good show.
It seems like a good place for a whitetail show, right?
Yeah. 15 years ago, they were all big.
Yeah.
You know, internet was taken off, of course, but right. It's not like it is now.
Right. So that
there
definitely
was still lots of stuff to be seen firsthand, new where you couldn't necessarily see it anywhere
yep.
else.
And had to go to the show to get the show special versus being able to get a special yes. on the internet kind of thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. But this, again, just circling back, this has been a really good show, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll put it on the rotation. Just as long as it stays this way, I think it's on the upswing.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be good. And then, of course, we'll do the deer and beer in the fall. But we checked out the antler display here. And obviously it's not Iowa, but there were some nice deer over there. Mm-hmm. Some good-looking mounts
mm-hmm.
and some very nice antlers. So not as many 200-inch deer as there are at Iowa.
No.
But you're not going to find
that. What is there, a small handful else. Here?
Yeah, I'd say so.
5 or 6, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe close to 10. But, I mean, at Iowa, you're talking everything up there is 170-plus. So.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good display. They did a good job with it.
Yeah.
The guy with the sheds was interesting.
Yep.
He's got 5-6 years worth of that buck.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming the first year is that deer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got 5 years that's definitely for sure the same buck, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he kind of had a story on that from the last one he found was 2004, 20 years
right.
ago. And then one of his buddies had a picture of the deer they'd found dead, right?
He couldn't go.
All but dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was within 2 miles of where the sheds had all been found.
Mm-hmm.
So he's confident that it was that buck. And it sure, the way he described it, you know, it sure probably was him.
And something that was interesting about that deer is as you tracked his age, because he knew that whatever age he started at, doesn't really know.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming at least 2, probably maybe 3
yeah.
on the first set, right, that he has, the first big set.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see he gets up to 190-something
mm-hmm.
at his fourth year, and then the last year he found him, he was down to 160-something. So it was also interesting to see the progression of that buck, because
mm-hmm.
I would say from year 2 and 3 that he had him, he was fairly similar.
Mm-hmm.
Even the next year, he didn't. That's when he made the big jump to the 190s,
mm-hmm.
and then he lost 30 inches the next year. So he made that jump potentially between 5 and 6,
mm-hmm.
you know? So that's just...
And then down 6 to 7.
Yeah, and that's just a testament. What we were talking to some people about earlier is these deer don't all always make the same jumps. They don't all make a jump from 3 to 4. They don't all make a jump from 4 to 5. Some of them don't make a jump until they're 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Some of them lose some occasionally, you know, and that was a good display of that right there. Just that deer kind of slowly building, and then he made
yep.
one big jump, and then it was like the next year he's back down. And
mm-hmm.
and it could have been maybe there was something different that year. Maybe it was a really wet year. Maybe it was
yeah.
Maybe he had an injury of some sort that kicked his body into overdrive like that one we talked about that the NDA studied. Who knows? There's a lot of things that could go into that, I guess. But that was an interesting display nonetheless,
it was,
I thought.
No doubt. No doubt.
That guy was...
He was talking for 3 days. He's done nothing but talk about that display. So he is definitely into his sheds, man.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. He had a good story about him, though. So.
Yeah, I mean, it was not like he was
right
being boisterous or anything like that. He was just...
Right.
A lot of information there.
Because you do meet some boisterous people around here.
Occasionally.
Also.
Occasionally.
You know, some guys that I don't know if they're fuller of themselves or hot air, but one or the other,
yes.
they're full of both. There's always those, but there's way more of the people that you enjoy talking to.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a plus. What else you got from this show? What do you like about this show particularly?
If you guys plant food plots and you don't know who Grandpa Ray Outdoors is, you need to look him up. They specialize in providing the best nutrition for whitetail deer on your property, starting with the soil. They've got a full line of high-quality food plot seed and plant foods with over 14 different food plot blends to choose from. You won't have any trouble finding what you're looking for. They've got fall and spring blends, corn and beans, switchgrass, liquid fertilizer, soil test kits, you name it. When it comes to planting, they've got it. They're not just about selling their products, though. They were started in 2015. John, the owner, has been in the business since 1991. So with that knowledge that he's acquired, he's going to be able to answer any questions you have about what blends would be best for your specific property. That way you can achieve the best results possible. Like us, John and his team don't believe in a cookie-cutter approach to wildlife nutrition. They're going to treat you and your situation individually. We've used tons of their seed on client properties, on our own properties, and the results have always been as good, if not better, than advertised. That's why we partnered with them in the first place. If you want to, go to GrandpaRayOutdoors.com, use the discount code RHOPODCAST, that's all lowercase, no space, and you get 5% off your entire order there. You guys need to go check them out if you care about getting the most bang for your buck when it comes to your food plots.
The best part that
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
I can see at this instant is how close we are to that loading dock to get out of here.
That is a definite plus.
Getting out of here is going to be a breeze.
For those of you that don't do expos or exhibit shows or anything like that, entry and exit is a very important part of the show experience for the exhibitors.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to load up and get out of here quick is very important.
We're within 40 feet of that roll-up door.
Yes. And we're all on
and
wheels.
And we are parked within 40 feet of it. And we are sitting right now within 100 feet.
Yeah, we're probably within 50 feet of our truck.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
I feel like we're in a decent spot. Because
mm-hmm.
we're getting some traffic. We're over here by the beverage cart. So that definitely helps, I think.
That has been a...
Does not hurt.
A hot spot.
Yep. And we're out on a corner again. These corner booths are nice. Oh, I really like the two booth setup that we have. I just don't know if we'll be able to do it all the time.
Yeah.
But it's nice to be a little spread out, especially when we got four guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like being on corner booths anymore, seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Again, with four guys, we can shove out in the aisle a little bit if we need to. And we can put all these monster sheds that you guys find out here for people to see. Because if we didn't have the corner booth, we wouldn't have anywhere to put those.
The horns definitely draw people in.
I'd say we're very competitive on antler size around this show with the ones we got displayed. Even if you take out the one that's like mid-200s deer, that one shed that we've got.
Yep.
So, which has drawn a lot of attention as well because you just don't see that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That's brought a decent number of people in the booth, just the one big shed.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we're doing a giveaway this time, so that helps too. So, hopefully, we're going to draw, and this will be tomorrow, obviously, but we're about to draw here in 20 minutes. So if you won, congratulations. We don't know who that's going to be yet at this moment. But by the time this comes out, you guys will have your decoy, whoever won it. So, and thanks to everybody who did stop by and talk to us. All the new listeners, appreciate you guys subscribing and following us. This will be obviously not the normal. I talked to a lot of people and kind of gave them the rundown on the show. But what we normally do is on Mondays we bring in guests and we talk about hunting, obviously. But it kind of goes a lot of different directions based around hunting. And then Fridays we do the full draw Friday, more strategy, tips, tactics, and stuff like that. So that's the normal setup for the show. This is a little different just because when we come to these, we like to record from the show and give everybody a rundown. That way, if you're thinking about coming, maybe and you didn't, you guys can at least get our opinion on it. And I think this one's definitely worth coming to even as a someone walking around.
Mm-hmm.
As for the general public, I think it's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, it's fairly close to home.
Oh, yeah.
It's less than half the distance to the Iowa show.
Yeah.
So that's a plus as well. But
there's not... This has got to be the biggest show close to home, aside from the ATA, which moved.
This year, which is going to Indianapolis again, yeah.
Yeah.
This one, I think this one, Deer and Beer, will be competitive with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think you're right. I don't remember. The Deer and Beer was probably about like this last year. As you hear John coming over the loudspeaker, I don't know how loud it's going to come through our headphones. But
probably maybe just a tick up from the Deer and Beer, but I wouldn't expect it to be this year. I'd expect Deer and Beer to be as big as this as far as vendor counts.
Mm-hmm.
People-wise was okay.
Yeah.
That's what I liked about the Deer and Beer in this one is it's busy enough to make it worth your while, but it's not so busy that you can't stop and talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all four of us here have found somebody we've known or have known us and stopped and said, hey, you know, and just because some of it's we're close to home, some of it's because Nate and Blake are regionally famous.
Correct.
But, the rest of us is just that's guys that are close enough to home to.
Like Jason, we talked to him for probably an hour and a half yesterday between the two times they stopped by.
And him and his dad both. So excellent.
Regionally famous, that's a very small region.
Oh, no.
Very small region.
Blake's almost nationally famous. If you ask anybody if they know Blake Garrett in the hunting world, they probably
know
Blake Garrett. The Blake Garrett. And he's in our booth. Honored to have him.
And the cowboy.
Yeah, everybody knows the cowboy, too. Let's not kid ourselves.
He's just kind of incognito as the cowboy. So
I don't know. He's wearing
Nate and the cowboy are one and the same.
A cactus shirt yesterday.
He was.
Yeah.
That's pretty – that's not very incognito.
Well, that's – what do they call it?
Shy of a 10-gallon hat. That's about as cowboy as it gets.
They call that a hint. They call that a clue in the police world.
A big old belt buckle, you know.
I didn't want to attract too much attention.
You need to get you a Dale Brisby buckle that says, "World," or what's it say? Champion, and then the year it says this year on it. Most of them have like 2021. It just says this year. Yeah. We'll get you one of those.
Oh, gosh.
You'd be the big buck champion. This year.
This year.
Yeah. I think we could work that out. We could probably get you one of those.
Yeah?
Yep. Not to promote the deer and beer too much from this show, but I don't feel like they compete with each other really because the deer and beer is in August.
Yeah.
They're going to be a lot of the same crowd because it's only half an hour from here, 45 minutes or something like that.
Yep.
But even if you guys come to this show, go check that one out too because I think it's going to be really good this year. He's got big names. All the big four bow dealers are going to be there, bow manufacturers. Even Matthews is going to be there for all you Matthews guys, and they don't do any shows.
Mm-hmm.
They've got two booths there this year. And, of course, Michael Waddell's coming, so you guys can come and meet him. It's not quite as cool as getting to meet Nate or Blake, but nonetheless, you guys can
it's
come
shake his
hand. Definitely
in the top five.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, definitely the top five.
Those guys are 1A and 1B, or 1 and 1A.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably a two. A solid two.
Solid two.
Yeah.
If they're 1 and 1A, he's a solid two.
That's kind of what I was thinking. So.
Oh, goodness.
You guys could come meet him at the show. You can come meet Nate at any of these shows that we're doing that he comes to. Sorry if you came last week to the Iowa show expecting to meet him. He had prior engagements. But.
Well, you can't afford him on every show.
I know. He's expensive.
My niece got married. We had to go to that.
That's fairly important.
Yeah, I guess. Congrats to them.
Yes.
By the way.
Yes.
They listen to the show. You should have them listen to the show. They're family. They ought to.
Yes.
Do they know they're related to someone as famous as yourself?
They are aware. Oh, goodness.
They know how not famous you are.
If it's regionally, it's a very small region.
Up around Orkerville.
Yep.
Up and in there.
Well, region. There's a Midwest region. Is what I was going with at this point.
Yeah, the Whitetail region.
Whitetail region.
Within their range.
Every place but California, right?
Yeah, he might be famous there, too. He probably causes cancer. Out there. You know, we're sitting here, too. We've got our TV playing at the booth because Nate did build an awesome booth for us this year. We've upgraded on that. But we've got the TV up, and we've been rolling through the show from this fall. And I've had to see me hit that deer on the shoulder and you miss that buck way too many times.
Yep.
I've already watched it a ton of times, but.
That's at least got you an autograph, though.
Yeah.
Nate
would have been here. It could have got him one, too.
Oh, my.
Or Blake. He ran off, though.
The offseason is upon us, and we all know that the path to success next season starts now. To consistently harvest mature bucks, you need to make the most of the upcoming months. And to do that, you need a solid plan. That's where we can help. If you guys want to improve your property to reach its full potential for wildlife, reach out to us about a consultation. We'll spend time getting to know your property and your goals for your deer herd and use that knowledge to develop a wildlife management plan that will help make the most out of the ground that you have. You can contact us through our website or social media to get started today.
It's been good.
It has. Mm-hmm.
I've been happy with the show. So, you guys got anything else you want to talk about before we get off here? This will be a shorter episode. Yeah, we'll get Blake on here for a second. But it's been a... This will be a shorter episode, too. I know, like I was saying earlier, what we normally do on Mondays, we usually shoot for like an hour, hour and a half most of the time. So this one will be a bit shorter. This will be more like the Friday episodes, but nonetheless, if you guys tune in next week, I don't know who we'll have on, but I'm going to line up some guests. I know we've got some good ones coming from these shows as well. Mm-hmm. We also have some exciting stuff coming up on the partnership side of things, so stay tuned for that too. But Blake's finally on here with us.
Yep.
So we were talking about the show like we do when we come to these.
Mm-hmm.
Nate likes that we're close to the door. Me and him like that, again, the interaction with people and the way the crowd's been. What's been your favorite part of this show? Like, if you were a consumer.
A consumer?
Let's put it, yeah, because we got our perspective from the exhibitor point. You've got to walk around a little bit. As a consumer, what draws you to this show?
You can actually have time to actually talk to the vendors.
Yeah.
And not feel like you're pushed real good.
Yep. And there are some guys like your buddy, Chris B., is over there.
My buddy. I've never talked to the guy in my life.
But at this show, if you wanted to, you could, right?
Yeah. Like, I've seen him walking around some, but I haven't. We've been talking to people, so I haven't been able to
talk. He's been talking to his fans. You've been talking to your fans. Just
you're the one that signed autographs,
hard
buddy.
Hard to line up schedules, you know.
You're the one that signed some autographs, not me.
Autograph, singular. And the only reason you didn't, because you weren't here, because you were off talking to your other fans, probably.
Got to talk to Nate's idol.
Yeah, yeah. We mentioned that there were some people here that were maybe more. We couldn't decide whether they were more full of hot air or of themselves. But either way, they were full of both.
For sure.
But you have that at every show.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is, I don't know if we talked about this last weekend or not, but I've talked about it with some other people, and I know we've done it on the show. Everybody kind of in the industry knows who those people are, if they're notable, you know. And those are generally the people that you don't see a lot of the other guys talking to very often.
Yep.
You know, they've kind of made a name for themselves, the ones especially that have been around long enough to make a name for themselves. Everybody kind of knows the ones, and you can ask them about them, and they'll, like the guys we're cool with, they'll tell us, you know.
It's not seeing people that have recognized us.
Yeah, that's always fun, too. Like, not, because it shows that us going to these shows and stuff, like.
It's paying off.
Yeah, you know, and we do see some familiar faces even just from these shows, but, like, every time we go, it seems like there's two or three more people. Oh, yeah, I've listened to you guys or I watch you guys, so that's cool. That's always cool.
Mm-hmm.
And to get to meet those people that do watch us because, you know, I don't know what they think of us on YouTube, but hopefully we can make a better impression if it's a bad one on the camera. We can talk to them and chat them up and stuff, so that's cool too. That's always fun.
It's definitely been – I wasn't expecting much, honestly.
Exactly. I came into it not knowing what to expect.
Mm-hmm. And – I don't know if you guys talked about this, but I felt like for our perspective from the podcast and the YouTube channel, this was a way better show than Iowa.
Yeah,
for us.
That's what we kind of talked about that a little bit, just in whether that's for whatever reason.
I don't know if it's...
We have done more.
People down here can relate to us instead of being...
I think that's part of it, too. And I didn't even...
Not Iowa.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of guys in Iowa who are like... And the guys at that show are from Iowa, right? So it's like, oh, we're from Illinois. And they're like, okay, cool. It's cool. These guys are from Illinois. And they're like, oh, you guys hunt in Illinois too?
Yeah.
And like, it is a different connection.
It's relatable.
Yep.
And they're they are the ones that are doing the same thing we are.
Yeah, for sure. And there's guys even that we've seen up here that hunt down by us too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's even more relatable.
Yep.
So,
people seem to be wanting to talk this weekend and wanting to spend money this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, everybody, I appreciate you tuning in for another episode. If you don't already, go over to Instagram and Facebook and give us a follow at Ridge Hunter Outdoors. We also have a private Facebook group called Ridge Hunter Nation where you guys can have some input on the show. You can ask us questions. You can ask upcoming guests questions. You can tell us who you want us to have on and what you want us to talk about. And on top of all that, just use it as a regular hunting group. Share your stories, your success, pictures, your failures, whatever it is. That's all at Ridge Hunter Nation on Facebook. Our website is ridgehunteroutdoors.com. That's where you're going to find more info on the consulting and management services that we provide. We also have the podcast posted on the website with some other content as well. And we have our merchandise and our food plot seed. And if you find any of that stuff that you want, make sure you use the discount code RHOPOD. That's all caps, no space. And you get 10% off your entire order there. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or anywhere else that lets you do so, make sure you rate and review. That helps us, and give us a follow there too. YouTube, our channel is Ridge Hunter Outdoors. You can subscribe to that, hit the notification bell so you know when everything comes out. The podcast will be posted there.
as is our Fall Pursuit show, which we'll have more of coming up next season. You guys can go back and rewatch everything that we did this year. We had 10 episodes on that. We're hopefully going to do some turkey hunting this spring. And, of course, we'll have all our off-season content on YouTube as well. So thanks to everybody who already does follow and subscribe. If you don't, make sure you go do that. Now let's get back to the episode.
Which is good for us. Mm-hmm. Both of those is good for us.
Yep.
We like to try to, not that we're trying to come to these shows and make a whole bunch of money, because that's not what we do, but it does help us get to more shows, offset the booth cost a little bit.
Fund the growth.
Yes, hopefully. Exactly. That's what I was telling some people before, like, whatever we're making, like, when the people listening, like, when you guys buy shirts and hats and stuff, like, all that right now goes back to the show so we can hopefully make it better for you guys. Like, that's what enabled us to do the Fall Pursuit show this year, and hopefully that was enjoyable for everybody who watched it. I know we've had a bunch of compliments on the show that people thought it was good, so that's good to hear, and that's what we're trying to do. Like, we're just trying to build, make this better for basically the end user. Like any other company that has a product, we still have a physical product. It's the YouTube show, it's the podcast, and when you guys do buy hats and support us, which we're grateful for, and when you guys support our partners, that helps us out as well, and then we can put all that back. Anything we get, we put it back into the show just to make it better right now, so it's kind of nice when we get to these shows and we can make some new fans too, even, and they can help support us a little bit directly, so that's always a good benefit.
Experience new things.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You got anything else? We've been trying to, before we do get out of here, we've seen some guys with Matthews hats on, and we've been trying to convert them.
Converted one.
Yeah. Trying to at least get them into a Ridge Hunter hat instead of the Matthews hat.
That's right.
On that note, I'm going to end the podcast with something, another thing that's going to make a lot of people mad.
Okay.
That's Sitka what gear is overrated. I'm out.
Blake's gone. That's what he's here for. The hot takes. Hot take, Blake. Sitting by the guy that wears a Sitka. He's got a dang Sitka vest.
He's got a ton of Sitka.
No, it's been fun, guys. I appreciate you tuning in. We'll have a regular episode coming out this Monday. We did just drop the first part of our turkey series. It's going to be at least a three-part. We dropped that Friday. There'll be another one on this week with Nick Wilson. I think I'm getting his last name right. I don't want to mess that up. But he's from Talk About It Outdoors. He's a qualifying caller for the championship, the national championship at NWTF. He went down there and called this year. And then next week we'll have Sean Wright on to talk some turkey hunts. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that, and then stay tuned for the Monday episode. But appreciate everybody tuning in, all the new listeners, all the old listeners. We thank you much, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Yep. See you.